Today's podcast is sponsored by TrueCar. When you're trying to find clarity on what are the top stories on the internet, it can be difficult, but it's never difficult to find clarity when you're searching for the price of a brand new car. That is when you're using TrueCar.com or the TrueCar mobile app, because TrueCar has exactly every piece of information that you need once you decide on the car you want, because you could see what other people are paying for that same exact car down to the zip code, and users on TrueCar are saving an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP. No hassles, no headaches, no frustration. It's how car buying was always meant to be. And with over 2 million cars sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, you know you're in the right place. There's over 10,000 dealers in that TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and you could work with one of them anytime you visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app and start saving. TrueCar, never overpay. I'm Rob Cesternino, and we're talking about all of the stories for the week of February 8th, 2016 that are news AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be news AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some news AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back with another week of News AF, talking about all of the best stories of the week, the actual factual news. And here is our News AF team joining us live remotely from Hawaii, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Great. I'm Tyson Apostle, and I'm getting a phone number from
1 trillion.
Hello?
Okay. And as Tyson answers a phone call from the number 1 trillion, Danny Bryson is here as well. Danny, how are you?
How are you, Rob? And welcome to the Year of the Monkey.
Year of the Monkey. Happy Year of the Monkey to you. Happy New Year.
Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year.
Dude, have you guys ever gotten a phone number from 1 trillion?
Who was it?
No. Who was it?
I think it was one of those telemarketers when you answer, it rings once and then puts you on the line with somebody. So I didn't. I just hung up after that.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be God.
Because that's God's caller ID is 1 trillion.
I would think so. How do you get that number?
Yeah. I would think that too.
Is that the first number they gave out, or now it's just like you're so far down the road?
It's so far down the road. I think God just like, what's the most powerful number that I can have? And probably a lesser person in biblical times would be like, oh, 100,000 is the largest number of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And God, yeah, thinking so far in advance, was like, no, there'll come a time where even a billion is not that fantastic.
Yeah.
So
which blew the dude's mind.
Yeah, it blew the dude's mind.
All right. Well, we are here on the Monday after Super Bowl 50. Are you guys nursing Super Bowl hangovers or food comas?
No.
Me neither.
Tyson, how much Kahlua pork did you eat at your Super Bowl party?
Oh, man. I didn't have a Super Bowl party, but I ate a lot of chocolate-covered macadamia nuts.
Chocolate-covered macadamia nuts. Wow. Did you watch the game?
No.
No, you didn't even look at it?
Mm-mm. We had some friends out here that got married, so we were at their wedding.
Wait, you had friends who got married on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah. If you want to get married on the beach, it's probably the best Sunday to get married.
Yeah.
I feel like there's less people on the beach.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. Danny, right? Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't watch a single second.
You didn't
of it.
Watch it either?
No.
And what did you do instead?
Well, first of all, I don't have regular TV, cable, whatever, so I have no means of being able to watch
it. But your mom does.
But my mom does, and I went over there, and then I just got distracted by shiny objects, which were more entertaining than the Super Bowl.
So you guys didn't see any of the parts of the game? You guys didn't see when that fan ran out on the field and tackled Cam Newton?
No.
Oh,
I don't think that happened. That's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fake too, to try and lure us into.
Yeah, news AF.
News.
You wouldn't know. You'd have to go back and get a copy of the game and make sure.
No, I don't. That would have been headline news. The headline news from the Super Bowl.
No, to be fair, you really didn't miss anything. You know, I'm pretty incredulous you guys didn't watch it, but it was really, I thought it was a pretty boring Super Bowl. And even the commercials, people were saying on Twitter, like, oh, they're not even trying anymore. But I feel like that there's a lot of hype that Super Bowl commercials are good, and I don't even think that they have been in a really long time.
Plus, I got all the highlights. I got the Broncos won. Cam Newton was obviously upset, rightfully so. Beyonce, yeah,
he left. He left his post-game interviews. Will either of you potentially, will I be asking any questions in this podcast that will make one of you guys leave early and just walk away?
I'm sure there's some line of questioning you could give me that would make me get up and walk away.
So that's it. Yeah. That's it. I'm out of here. I've had enough.
Yeah. There's two things that, as a pro cyclist, when you get asked about doping.
Mm-hmm. Which Peyton Manning, I don't think, was getting asked about that. So he didn't have to leave.
he should have, though, right?
They should have been asking him at least a little bit.
and then the other line of questioning is, so, Tyson, on heroes versus villains, why?
Was like, that makes you get up and leave the interview.
Well, I'm just like, go back and read the 500 times I've answered that question.
Do you think that's what they asked Cam Newton that made him get so upset? Like, Cam Newton, in Survivor Heroes versus Villains, why did Tyson vote? And like, that's it. I'm out. I'm out of here. That's enough.
He's like, I won't answer any question that isn't about me.
Yeah, stop asking me questions about, but do you think that Tyson got HGH sent to his house? Like, all right, that's it. Yeah. I'm out of here.
It wasn't for him. It was for his wife.
It's for Rachel. Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk about everything, all of the stories that are news AF for this week. Very excited to be back here live on Blab talking about everything going on. And let's start off with a follow-up to a story that we were really ahead of the curve talking about last week. A big story going on in terms of McDonald's and their mozzarella sticks. And this past week, a man, since our last show, is suing McDonald's for $5 million in damages for the lack of real cheese inside of his mozzarella sticks. Tyson, should this case be thrown out of court? Or should you, do you want to get in on the class action lawsuit?
Well, I definitely want free money if it's available to me.
Yeah.
But even if it comes at the price of your integrity?
Yeah.
Especially if it comes at the price of my integrity.
Okay. Good to know where you stand.
Yeah. But
what's the trade-off of integrity for money?
I'm sure it's different with everybody. We talked about this when we were talking about endorsing products that sucked. Remember? Mm-hmm. So you can eventually buy off everybody.
That's what Ted DiBiase told me. So
everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got
to be significant enough that you can avoid the humiliation of everyone knowing that you did it just for money. And also it has to cover any of the repercussions that could be caused by you accepting the money.
Well, here's a little bit of the wrinkle here. So this guy is not suing McDonald's because his cheese sticks had no mozzarella in it. That this man is claiming that the mozzarella in the cheese sticks, so he actually got one with the cheese in it, has starch in it.
Where did he find that?
Which apparently the FDA forbids you to have mozzarella and have starch in it. Danny, did you know anything about this?
I thought starch was naturally occurring in lots of foods.
I think that was a big problem.
I don't think it is in cheese. I know, but cheese is a starchy food. It's not like, oh, avoid cheeses because they're starchy.
Okay, agreed. But I mean, it's everywhere else. What's the harm in putting a little starch into some mozzarella?
Yeah.
Now, why do they put starch in? What does the starch do? Does it help keep its shape? Like, is it like when you starch a shirt because that helps it sort of like get less wrinkles?
Maybe it just makes the cheese spread longer, because if you do 50% cheese, 50% starch, now all of a sudden you have twice as much cheese. And on the Canadian market, you know what that's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cutting cheese with starch. And this only had 3.76% starch, which seems pretty small.
Yeah, is that what happens? You get a less pure cheese when you cut it with the starch, Danny?
Yeah, and the purest cheese is blue. You know, there's cheese is blue.
99.97 is blue cheese.
You need to get in early because there's only 40 people in this class action. So 5 million spread across 41 people. Boy, if you join.
This is better than playing Powerball. So this does the starch affect any cheese? Like, why does the FDA have a problem with starch? Is that a big problem? Too much starch in cheese, Danny? Do you know anything about this?
Well, what's interesting is that they want to, sue for having starch in cheese. But have they ever read the ingredients in a can of Mountain Dew? A
lot of starch in the Mountain Dew.
Well, it seems like starch is harmless compared to like the toxic chemicals in Mountain Dew.
Hmm.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a big deal.
They're suing because it's against the law or against the FDA regulations or something, so that the law is on their side.
It's false
advertising. It's like, let's say that you want to buy the finest meth and you're looking okay. all over and yes. you find the blue meth.
Yeah.
Come to find out that blue isn't naturally occurring. It's food coloring and it's a copycat product that's only like 50% meth. How I think upset I saw would you be?
Yeah, I saw something like that in a documentary about meth. Yeah. No, look, my problem is, yeah, it's against the law, but I'm just curious as to why starch is bad in this situation, but not bad in a lot of other situations. That's my question.
Yeah, I don't really know. Should McDonald's steer into the curve on this? Do they need to start promoting that we have mozzarella sticks or mozzarella cheese sticks? Mozzarella cheese sticks. I turn the words into one. Mozzarella cheese sticks with starch. Like, could McDonald's like recruit people and say, come down to see the golden starches at McDonald's?
I like that. Yeah. Our cheese is the only cheese with starch.
Yes. Yeah,
get your starches in with cheese. Finally,
mozzarella starch cheese sticks. Yeah, I mean, and if starch is bad for you, are you dodging a bullet when you get one of the cheese sticks that does not have the cheese in it?
Well, I don't think starch is necessarily bad for you. I think it's just more carbs than it, and people are under the assumption they're consuming one thing but actually consuming another. It could just be some cross contamination with the French fries.
You know, is that what's going on?
Potatoes have a lot of starch. Potatoes have a lot of starch in them. Maybe they're using the same deep fryer and that's the issue.
Hmm. So according to the lawsuit that the mozzarella cheese sticks are 3.76% starch. That doesn't sound like that much.
No.
I mean, if you're going to sue McDonald's for anything in the food, I feel like 3.76% starch in the cheese sticks, I feel like you're getting off pretty scot-free there.
So I'm looking at a science paper, research paper.
Research paper.
I'm reading the abstract real quick. And it says that increasing the starch content changes the texture of cheese from soft to brittle.
Mm.
So now it makes even less sense why you would have starch in there.
But when you're deep frying it, maybe it keeps its shape better as a start with starch in there.
I mean, are these two things connected? Is the missing cheese connected to the starch? Is the cheese disappearing because it has starch in it? Is this the smoking gun in the disappearing cheese case?
It says cheese melt and hardness were influenced by a part of, you know, the effect of starch in cheese. So maybe that's what they need. They need the starch in the cheese to keep it from, escaping. I don't know, disappearing, which, by the way, I thought we had a couple people answer our last podcast on Twitter, and there was and I didn't verify any of this, but there was one person who said, no, they don't sell the mozzarella sticks in Canada, probably because, you know, they cost too much. The other one was that, I think Tyson responded to this, that the cheese can leak out if it's too hot or something like that. Do you remember? Anybody else seeing that?
Yes, Tyson, I believe, said that it could explode in the deep fryer, right?
Yeah, but someone responded that the oil was too hot, the cheese could leak out or something along those lines, which could explain why some people don't have the cheese. And now we're bringing the whole starch element. This is starting to sound like a pretty big conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, McDonald's is saying that they are going to defend their honor vigorously against these allegations.
When we talk about McDonald's from now on, can we say that it's Ronald McDonald who's going to do the defending and... like he's the guy?
Wouldn't that be great if they had that clown in court representing McDonald's and press every time?
Your Honor, please. My good name is being sullied by these allegations. I actually had some mozzarella cheese sticks yesterday at my Super Bowl party that were prepared by my lovely wife, Nicole. She got TGI Friday mozzarella sticks from the frozen food, and they were so-so.
Was there cheese in all of them?
Yeah, there was cheese there, but it was just like, I feel like really deep frying them is really the key. No, it's just, you just put them in the oven.
A deep fryer.
You just put them in the oven.
Yeah, you need to get a deep fryer.
I think so. Put that on my, for my Christmas list next year.
List.
Yeah.
You should have just taken your cheese sticks to McDonald's and say, hey, I don't have a deep fryer. Could you put these in?
Can you get some sure starch fryer? On them?
Maybe they didn't put enough starch in them. Maybe that's it. Can you like put starch as like a condiment like on the tables? Like, would that work?
That's the secret ingredient.
Yeah. Not starchy enough. Need extra starch on my cheese sticks. All right. Let's talk about another food lawsuit that's going on. And so that, of course, Danny, we know you, you're a big chocolate guy. You love all chocolate candy, right?
Yes, I guess. According to you. Go on.
So,
Rob,
I do like Kit Kat.
Yes, Tyson?
Kit Kats are great.
Yeah.
Danny, you know his favorite candy is chocolate.
Yes, yes. More than any other type of candy. Even more so than gummies. He loves chocolate. He's like a Gustus Glute. So that over in London, a student has written to Nestle demanding a lifetime supply of the Kit Kat bars after purchasing an 8-pack of Kit Kat in which there were no wafers in the middle.
Oh, wow.
Can't they just send him some wafers and like instructions on how to melt down the chocolate and then pour over the wafers?
Tyson, wafer is not like starch that you could have as a condiment and just add it to the chocolate.
I bet wafers might have starch in them. But here's the thing. When he says lifetime, is he saying like in the... Because a lot of times when you see a contest that's like, oh, here's a lifetime supply of this... It's only like one thing a week. So it's like a lifetime supply of Kit Kat is maybe one Kit Kat for the every week for the rest of your life. It's not like he can quit eating other food and be like, I'm going to only survive on Kit Kats now. I haven't made.
Mm.
Now, I think I have some experience in this matter because one time when I was living in Scotland, I purchased a box of Pops. You know, the cereal?
Yes. Yep.
And I wrote a nasty letter to General Mills or whoever it was that owned Pops or the brand. And, you know, I said, hey, look, they taste weird. They look weird. They sent me back an envelope where I could put the entire box of Pops in and send it back to them for examination. And then they sent me back a coupon for like 20 pounds worth of cereal.
Wait, what do you mean 20 pounds worth of cereal? Like
20. Oh, probably $35 worth of cereal.
Oh wait, I'm confused because are we talking about like currency. British currency or actually pounds. You can buy 20 pounds worth of weight of cereal?
No, currency.
Okay,
I just wanted to keep the story as it was. So, you know, this lady's taking it to the whole next level, and the weird thing was that Pops never said that they never said anything was wrong, and I used part of the coupon to buy more Pops. And then I was very embarrassed to find out that that's just the way Pops came. And
really?
Every box of Pops I ever had was like that. They were just being super nice. Like, oh, yeah, we're sorry.
Wait,
about
so what
that.
Did you think was wrong?
That was just Pops. I don't know. I was, you know, coming from the U.S. I'd only been there for like a month or two. I must have had a ton of time on my hands. And it just looked weird and it tastes weird. Maybe it was the milk. And they were nice enough just to send me a coupon and say, oh, yeah, it looks like there was too much flavor on it.
Too much flavor and not enough chocolate.
Are they different than the American version of Pops?
Yeah, that's kind of what I think. I think that it maybe with the formula was tweaked just a little bit. Or maybe I was losing my mind.
The Scottish taste buds.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the starchy Scottish diet.
Yeah.
So,
exactly. I mean, they're a potato country.
This lady's got me thinking that maybe, you know, maybe I should have sued for a lifetime supply of Pops. I mean, everybody seems to be suing for more. Than just like an extra box. I should have taken it to the next level.
Well, she start off with this letter. And I said she's a student, but it's a 20-year-old law student. So she is maybe on her way to practicing. Maybe like saying like, I wrote you a letter and I'm a law student. So I could be getting a legal case together against you guys, Kit Kat. But the Kit Kat, had no wafer in it. It was just chocolate. It wasn't hollow like the mozzarella cheese stick. It was just chocolate all the way through. Tyson, what would you be more upset about if you bit into a Kit Kat with no wafer or a mozzarella cheese stick with no cheese?
Well, I do love the wafer in Kit Kat, but I feel like if it's solid chocolate, you're actually getting more bang for your buck because I feel like chocolate is much more expensive than a wafer would be.
Yeah.
And then the mozzarella cheese stick, I still would like to try an empty shell. I feel like a deep fried empty shell could be a nice crispy treat.
Could you take the Kit Kat with no wafer and stick it inside the empty shell?
I feel like that would be really good.
Has anybody written to McDonald's for a lifetime supply of empty shells?
Oh.
You could fill if those things we have a lawyer listening in, if we have a lawyer listening in that represents us or could represent us, maybe they could draft a letter.
Yeah, I feel like that we should get the Kit Kat law student lady teamed up with the guy suing McDonald's for $5 million. I feel like that they should like put their heads together on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of maybe people out there that need to be sued.
I bet they're college roommates.
Yeah. Apparently other people are getting these Kit Kats that also have no wafer in them. This is turning into an epidemic, almost as bad as the time that we talked about the Reese's peanut butter cup for Christmas that was not looking like a tree.
Yeah. People are upset about this. I never got one. I'm going to have to go buy up all the Kit Kats and see if I can find one.
She said that the loss I have suffered is of monetary and emotional significance. So when you buy into that and there's no wafer, I mean, you've been emotionally wrecked. Is that how you would feel, Tyson, if you've been into a Kit Kat and there's no wafer, emotionally destroyed?
No. What I'd probably do is finish it and they'd be like, I better have another one just so I can get a wafer. And then I'd eat another one.
What is it about candy and fast food that doesn't live up to expectations that sparks social media outrage more so than any other topic in mankind at this point?
Well, let's follow this train of thought here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm waiting for this. Unload, okay. Tyson.
Just picture with me, if you will, a man on the internet, a man who spends all or most of his time on the internet.
Okay.
What kind of diet do you think he subsists on?
Oh.
Okay. I see where you're going
and
here.
What kind of time, with the amount of time he spends on the internet, maybe you would think he could come up with something he could do on the internet. And so that's why I think that all these Kit Kat eaters playing World of Warcraft or something all of a sudden get on their chat rooms very irritated that their Kit Kat doesn't have a wafer in it.
Right. Like you feel like a lot of other like public health crises, like, okay, there's too much lead in the water or anything like that. Like that's very localized. Whereas the, you know, Kit Kat fast food, that's sort of universal to people on the internet.
Fast food and candy makers are kind of villains already. So no one's going to pick on, or nobody really seems to want to pick on fruit makers, you know, vegetable producers, because they're kind of the good guys, you know, while how the people who make Kit Kats are like, Darth Vader candy.
People love Darth Vader.
They perceived Willy Wonka as an evil, evil man.
Who did? No, that was Slugworth was evil. Everybody loved Willy Wonka. I think Willy Wonka turned out to probably be more evil than people anticipated.
Well, that was a test.
Yeah.
That was a test.
I would never want Willy Wonka.
You're like Willy Wonka. You're testing us. Now we can come and run your starfruit factory.
Here's the problem with your theory, Tyson, is that she, as far as I can tell, isn't the World of Warcraft type who, according to you, you know, they're the ones who spread the Kit Kat stuff. So she doesn't exactly fit the mold.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
she's a law student.
She's a law student.
Yeah.
So like I said, she could be a huge World of Warcraft person.
Sure.
Don't
piss off all the World of Warcraft people, Tyson.
I would. Yeah. You got to be careful. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. They're hopped up on Kit Kat, really pissed off now.
It looks like in this picture, she already has a lifetime supply of Kit Kat. That's four of them right there.
She does appear to have four, yeah.
And that's not even the kind of Kit Kat that... This is a different person who said his Kit Kat was waferless. Mm-hmm. He had one of the candy bar-like Kit Kats. Oh, this is a second case.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a third.
Because I almost feel like, just to go back to this Willy Wonka metaphor, that if finding the Kit Kat with no wafer leads to a lifetime supply, I feel like that this is almost like some sort of contest that you could now get people really invested in. If people be buying up every Kit Kat on the shelf, trying to find the one without a wafer so that they can get a lifetime supply of Kit Kat also.
Oh, did you see Kit Kat's response?
What'd they say?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
No, they said, hi, Danny, because I guess one of the complainers, Danny, was this you?
No, yeah. Unfortunately.
It's spelled the same, D-A-N-N-Y, just how you spell your name.
Yeah.
Wow, and that's an unusual way to spell it, so that's kind of strange.
So here we go. This is Kit Kat's response. Hi, Danny. Thanks for sharing. We're pleased to see many people have enjoyed their all-chocolate Kit Kat. The solid chocolate bars are very rare. We produce around 3.5 million Kit Kats every day. The wafer is placed into a liquid chocolate mold. The machines sometimes jam and we miss a center, so the whole mold fills up with chocolate. If this happens, we try to reject all the solid bars, but very occasionally, one or two will slip through. We hope you continue to enjoy your hashtag my break. Kind regards, the Kit Kat team. So they treated it like it was a special, cool thing.
Yeah, you got lucky.
Pretty smart of them.
Yeah.
It sounds
special. You're welcome.
This is rare. You're like a special snowflake who's received a gift.
You did it.
Yeah, you've done it.
All your hard work paid off.
Eating so many candy bars, you've been rewarded.
All right. So if any other candy mishaps happen and people talk about it on social media, we will be there to talk about it here on News AF. All right, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over at Lyft, because look, Lyft is a great way to get around. I like to take these Lyfts all over Los Angeles when I don't want to drive my car. But this is a great opportunity to make some extra money becoming a Lyft driver, because Tyson, I know how independent you are. You might want to consider this, because if you become a driver with Lyft, you could be your own boss, meeting new people and getting to know a new city, setting your own schedule. I mean, with all the people that you could fit in your Odyssey, this might be perfect for you.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like there's a downside to any of this.
Yeah, you could be making up to $1,500 a week. Even if you already have a full-time job, you could be a Lyft driver. Some people are making $800 just working on Friday nights through the weekend. It'd be good for a podcaster, too, because you got to have all these weird schedules with a podcast. If you're an actor or something like that, where you have like go on auditions, driving a Lyft is perfect for you, because you can make money to save up for something special, get some extra cash, meeting new people. And all sorts of different professionals. You get to be your own boss, which is good. Danny, you don't have the man telling you, hey, get off of Netflix right now, right?
Oh, breathing down my neck, 9 to 5.
Right. And then also you get to make up to $35 an hour and keep your tip. So support the show and go to this URL. And so it's Lyft.com/lifestyle to become a Lyft driver. That's Lyft.com/lifestyle. Make sure you sign up at Lyft.com/lifestyle. And then you can go ahead and start making some extra money at Lyft.com/lifestyle. Okay, so let's go from chocolate to caffeine and talk about something that people are really trying to always come up with more ways to get more caffeinated, more hopped up. So there's a new accessory called the Juul Caffeine Bracelet, which promises to provide a constant flow of caffeine to your body over the course of 4 hours to prevent a dependence on having to get coffee and the highs and lows of a caffeine buzz. Danny, would you be interested in a coffee bracelet?
Yeah, it kind of looks like caffeine. A nicotine patch. Yeah, it looks like a nicotine patch for caffeine addicts.
Yeah. Tyson, would you be into something like this?
I think I would be if I helped me lose this last 10 pounds of baby weight. Or if
is this is that from still. Weight from when you were a baby, or weight you put on when Rachel had the baby?
It's weight I put on when Rachel had the baby.
Okay.
It's actually more like 20 pounds.
Okay.
I say 10, but I mean 20.
Mm-hmm.
And or if I was racing bicycles, that would have maybe come in handy.
You know, the problem is, and I don't drink coffee. Rob, you drink coffee, so you could answer this.
Yeah.
So it says the bracelet provides convenient, consistent all-day energy with no crashes, no long lines at the coffee shop, no stained teeth, and no calories. Now, the calories I get, but it seems like drinking coffee is kind of like a thing people do. Like, they enjoy doing it as much as they enjoy receiving the caffeine.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, there's a pleasure in drinking the coffee. It makes you feel like yes. a big grown-up man, doesn't it, Rob?
Right. There is a ritual associated with, you know, getting the coffee like every day is to the coffee drinker is like receiving communion. It's almost like, you know, now I can now move on with my day. I'm now whole. And it's great. It's so yeah. much fun to go. Oh, you want to go get coffee? I'd love to get coffee. Oh, let me have some coffee. It's like somebody makes a special drink for you that you get it. You walk around with a cup with your name on it. It's personalized. Yep. It's wonderful. I love like coffee. So I almost feel like that this would be not that much fun. But I do feel like that there are times where I am someplace and there is no place to get coffee, or even worse, there's only like bad coffee where it's like, I don't even want to drink this. I'm just, you know, that I only want to drink good coffee. I don't want to, you know, drink crappy coffee from like a vending machine or something. It might be nice to have this in your backpack or your pocket to like, okay, good. I'm getting tired. Let me slap on the coffee bracelet and go ahead and do that.
This is a perfect product for the Wall Street trading floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I say, or put this on in the morning until you can get to your coffee and then have this and your coffee.
Oh, well, that, like now you're abusing it. Booster. What would happen if you wore one of these and then drank coffee on top of it?
Yeah. Or
probably super productive.
What about a Four Loko? What if you had one of those patches and then drank a Four Loko on there?
Yeah. Could I get a 5-hour energy bracelet?
Oh, it's coming.
Probably.
Yeah.
In berry flavor.
The one thing that I like about this now, would I have to pee as much if I drank like a lot of coffee and then was like going someplace where then I wouldn't have to stop to go to the bathroom? Like that might be good. Like if I had like a long drive that I was going on and I didn't want to have to stop the car.
Yeah, probably because you're not putting the liquids in your body. But caffeine itself acts as a whatever it's called that makes you pee, the scientific
diuretic.
Word. I forgot it.
Yeah.
Diuretic. Very good. I was going to say diuretic, yeah, but that sounded too close to diarrhea.
Well,
maybe 5-hour energy will come out with like a caffeine suppository.
Oh, slow, boy.
You know.
Well, that seems just, less convenient than drinking the 5-hour energy drink.
Yeah, but you maybe. I mean, what if you don't have 5-hour energy immediately available, or you don't have your bracelet, or you've
but you have a suppository immediately available?
Yeah, you can take caffeine pills and do that.
I think you need to go back to the drawing board on that one, Danny.
I'm just thinking, you know, I'm just brainstorming.
Well, there's no bad ideas in brainstorming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question is this like a replaceable strip, or is this supposed to be like one of those copper bracelets, which gives you good vibes all day long and you don't have to, like replace anything?
Yeah.
Or is it like you wear it once and then you throw it in the garbage?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how it works. I think that you probably hold on to the bracelet, but I think you might have to replace the strip.
That's what I think too.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. The patches provide transdermal caffeine delivery. So through the skin, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Transdermal means that. And every side effect and negative aspect of caffeine is avoided.
Everyone?
Which I don't think that could possibly be true. Of course you're going to have a crash. If you've got caffeine in your system, well, then when it leaves, aren't you going to crash? You know, no matter how you got it into your body.
Hmm.
I'm no scientist, but it seems like that's maybe a little... We could probably sue them. Let's wait for them to come up with this product.
How much starch is in it?
Well, dude, yeah. No starch, just false advertising.
Could I get a Kit Kat bracelet that will make me feel like I'm eating Kit Kat for 4 hours in a row without any sugar rush?
Yeah. And feeling like there's a wafer included.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways, we should stay on top of this because this looks like a good lawsuit for us. And I know we're out on the prowl for a lawsuit.
Imagine at our next News AF slumber party when Tyson is sleeping, I slap one of these things on his wrist and then he like wakes up in the middle of the night. He can't go back to sleep because he's all caffeinated up because he had like basically like 2 cups of coffee while he was sleeping.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And how many bracelets can you wear at a time?
I don't know.
Like have a full armor bracelets.
Yeah.
Well, the formula has roughly 65 milligrams, which is the same amount of caffeine as a medium cup of coffee.
Do you think that you have one arm that feels like much more caffeinated than the other arm? Like you feel like one arm is like really like ready to go and more awake than the other arm? You have to wear it on your dominant hand?
No, I have a hard time even picturing how... I have a hard time even picturing how the caffeine works its way through the skin. Do you have to like do little micro cuts like Jimi Hendrix used to do with the
yeah, I think you have to like you get like headband. A pin and like make a bunch of like prick holes into your wrist to just so be careful to avoid all of the veins in there and then just like put the caffeine thing on there.
Starting to sound like a little chore. Maybe just drink your coffee, man.
Probably doesn't work until you start sweating, right?
It probably works more if you sweat, but then probably some of this caffeine leaks out if you're sweating.
Dude, I just take the strip off and put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Just chug it down like...
That's a good idea. Put it under my tongue like a bit of acid. I don't think I'll be buying that.
All right. So we talked about last week about the potatogram, where you could send a potato to somebody for Valentine's Day. Well, we have a new follow-up coming from our friends in Australia that there is a new thing that you could send a message on. It is called a thongogram, not that kind of thong, like a flip-flop. And so you can go ahead.
Not like a Cisco thong song thong.
No, well, that might be probably a more popular service if you could send one of those to people. But no, you can send a flip-flop to somebody. But apparently people are using it to send mean messages as opposed to, you know, I love you, you're my soulmate. You could spell it S-O-L-E. But no, people are sending mean messages with a thongogram. Mm.
Like what?
Like in this picture from this article on Mashable, somebody is sending the "you're adopted" on a thong.
Okay.
Very mean. Danny, would you rather get a mean message on a...
really adopted.
Would you rather get a mean message on a potato or a thong?
Oh, the thong's far more practical.
Yeah.
I could wear it every day.
I feel like you could peel the potato, though.
I don't like potatoes, generally. But I do like...
I feel like a thong's easier to store, too.
Yeah. But you only get one, apparently. It's not like you get a pair of shoes.
Yeah, that's the most offensive part.
That seems incredibly wasteful.
So then all these people are going around being dicks, hoping that they get the matching thong to their previous one.
Yeah. Well, Tyson, just like we talked about last week, that you can basically send anything as long as it has stamps and an address on it. The thong is much more conducive to that because people are just putting all the stamps on one side, writing the message and the address on the other, and just putting that in the mailbox. So they're saving a lot of money on shipping costs.
See?
Also,
told you, a lot of stamps.
Yeah, the thong is light. It's made of a very light material, so it really doesn't cost that much. You don't have to put that many stamps on it. You don't have to get an envelope. You can sort of write on it with a marker. So I think that actually the flip-flop is a pretty good thing to be putting into the mail.
But you only get one.
Right.
I mean, so now you're not getting a flip-flop. You're getting like a small fly swatter or... spider smasher, but it's not really a flip-flop or a thong because you're only getting one. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah. Well, you could send it to your enemies.
Yeah. Here you go. Enjoy the frustration of having only one thong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it costs.
Imagine like you're in a hurry and you run out and you see this solo thong and you're like, oh, there's my thong. And you slip it on and you're running around frantically trying to find the other one, unbeknownst to you at the time because you're not in your right mindset that there isn't a match.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're getting the thongs for their business from the beaches. Because if you just wander a beach, you can find lots of just one-sided thongs.
Hmm.
They're like all over. So he could probably get tons of free thongs just wandering up and down the beach.
So this is a pretty ingenious business idea. So they're just like going to like the lost and found and picking up all of the left or right thongs that were left over at the beach. Yeah. And then writing on them with marker, pools, collecting $10.
Rivers, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're all over.
Genius.
This is pretty smart.
I can't believe we didn't think of this.
They don't go bad like a potato.
Nope.
Yeah. So I guess some people are sending nice messages as well. You don't have to send a mean message, but I think that people probably prefer to send a mean message. Because if you love somebody, why send them a thong with a message on it?
Yeah. Just call them and tell them.
Yeah. All right.
Unless,
well,
like their favorite footwear is thongs.
I guess so. If it was like somebody that had like some sort of like a Rex Ryan type guy. Thongogram.com.au. is the website if you want to go ahead and send somebody a thongogram. I think I'd rather get the potato.
Well, now that I found out it's only one thong, I agree. I think I might want the potato.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want either.
Yeah, because you don't really know if it's a used thong either.
I think you could tell. I think inspecting it, you'd be able to know.
You can tell. Like if you get one of these like athlete's foot thongs and now we're sending them through the mail, it feels like that's almost like a national security risk.
Yeah, it's like a bioweapon.
Yeah, we're now all the letters are touching it. You're getting also a letter that comes through. It was on the belt with the athlete's foot thong. So I think they should probably just shut this down.
Yeah. All focus shifts from the Zika virus to the thong mail.
Yeah. What would be more dangerous, to have the underwear thongs or the footwear thongs going through the mail service, Tyson?
Probably the underwear thongs.
I feel like the underwear would be in a bag.
Well, yeah. Now that you just changed the whole thing.
I don't know.
Well, what if they just starched it up?
You could get the underwear into a
right. board.
Get that all that starch they're going to stop using at McDonald's, and then you can then flatten the thongs, and then you could just put them in an envelope then at that point.
Well, you don't even have to put them in an envelope. They're so starchy. Just send them like a nicely crispy bacon strap or whatever.
You probably have to iron them first. All right. Well, that's good to know. Here's also another story sticking with Australia. So this is pretty wild. So there was a woman in Australia who, I guess everybody thought that she was dead, and she ended up going to her own funeral, which was after her husband hired hitmen to kill her. Danny, can you make sense of this story? What happened there?
Oh, so many questions this story brings up.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, how was it allowed that this whole thing was got this far, you know, like what was in the coffin? Was it an open casket? Why did they say there was no open casket? Wouldn't the husband be curious to see, you know, to make sure that his money was well spent on an actual hit? And if the cops were in it, how much money was wasted taking it all the way to this conclusion rather than arresting him when the money was exchanged? I don't understand. You know, how it was allowed to go this far.
Yeah, maybe. Were these
factual?
It's from the Washington Post. Like, right, this isn't like one of these.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a fake news site. So the Washington Post is reporting this. I wonder, like, are there undercover police officers that are posing as hitmen, maybe, that are just like,
you know, Craigslist?
Yeah, like a hitman for hire.
That happens all the time in the U.S. People are always getting busted trying to hire, undercover cops to kill their spouses or whatever.
I feel like that I never hear that.
Surprise me.
Like, you hear about undercover, drug dealers or undercover, hookers that are sort of like busting people. But I've never heard about undercover hitmen who are like posing as like, oh yeah, I'll kill anybody for money. And then like they put the money down and then arrest the person.
No, do a Google search and you'll find that it happens quite often several times a year, where someone will be busted by an undercover cop for trying to hire them for a hit.
Wow. I had no idea. It's so underreported, I feel like. According to Aaron Baltzell in the chat room, it's on cops all the time.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah. Room. What a prank this was, that this guy, he wanted to pay money to get his wife killed, and then they took his money.
The term is off his wife.
Yeah, to off his wife. And then they took his money, and they went through the whole process of having a funeral. I mean, imagine all the people that were grieving about this. And then the guy, imagine the look on his face when he gets to the funeral, and then they open the casket, and she's not in there, and she's standing there and saying, like, what? You tried to have me killed?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm quickly reading over this, and it's starting to sound somewhat unbelievable. So the guy, she was in a hotel room.
Might be actual craptual?
No, I'm not saying that quite yet, but the story sounds like there might be a couple things missing from it. So she was in a hotel room. Her husband called her to go get some fresh air. So she went out on the balcony where some men were waiting with a gun. They threw in her car, drove her to a building, threatened to kill her, called her husband, who said, yes, kill her. So she heard him say that over the phone. Mm-hmm. And then they said, you know, we're not going to kill you because we don't believe in killing women. And we know your brother.
Oh,
so they kept her husband.
Really dodged a bullet
and told him that she was dead. And then after 2 days, they set her free on the side of the road, but not before giving her a cell phone, recordings of their phone conversation, and receipts for the $7,000 that they had received in payment for the job.
I bet the husband was like a really bad guy. I bet he was like really annoying to work with. Like, I feel like that these guys were like, they were real hitmen, but the guy was like so rude to them and probably was just like very abusive to them as well, that they were just like, you know what?
This is their job.
Right. Like, screw this guy.
So also all this took place in a different country.
Than Australia?
It all took place in Burundi.
Burundi.
She had gone to a funeral service for her stepmother.
Oh, what irony.
Burundi.
Yeah, little yeah. did she know she was going to her own funeral service.
So, yeah, here we go.
Was the person really dead that she went to the funeral for?
I don't know. Maybe she
what should a twist that, that would be. Oh, that would be so great, though. Imagine that somebody paid money to have you killed, and then the people that are supposed to kill you tell you, like, look, we got paid to kill you. We're not going to do it. You know, that the joke's on this person. Like, oh, man, I can't believe they spent money to kill me. I guess it's sort of like, is it flattering at all if somebody pays money to have you off, Tyson?
Not $7,000.
That's not even that much money.
Yeah, that's like enough to just make you mad.
Well, what's the going rate? Is that a good price?
Well, I think there are people that will do it for 7,000.
Yeah, 7,000 Australian. Adam in the chat room. What's the conversion on that?
No, here's the thing though. That's 7,000 to a guy in Burundi or however you say that. That probably is a considerable amount of money.
So anyway, she
just to finish this up. So she eventually got back to Australia, right? They had the funeral. They had the big reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that she's gotten backlash from Melbourne's Congolese community for reporting her husband to the police.
Yeah.
For doing that. She got backlash. She's getting backlash for reporting her husband for hiring hitmen to kill her, which seems a little
bit strange. Happened to the husband now? Is he arrested?
Yeah, he supposedly admitted to the whole thing. I mean, it sounds like they had tons of evidence. And yeah, he's going to jail.
Okay. According to Adam in the chat room, so 7,000 Australian is only about 5,000 US.
Yeah, wow, but it's probably like 100 million Burundi dollars.
Yeah, but it must have not been that much because the guys didn't take the money.
Well, no, they took the money. They left her with receipts.
Oh, but
so it sounds like they had this. They had to split it three or four ways, so each guy probably got like $250.
Well, I feel like if I was the guy that ordered the hit, I feel like I would leave a pretty nasty review on their Yelp page if they have one. whatever sort of like a service they use to evaluate, leave a star rating for these hitmen of, I went through with a transaction with these gentlemen who claimed that they were going to be able to off my wife very cleanly and discreetly. Not only did they take my money without performing the service, but they also told my wife about what happened and then released her with records of my phone conversation. I will never be using these guys again.
Yeah. And the other thing to think about
their secretary that wrote the receipts, obviously. What a professional outfit that is! A group of hitmen.
I mean,
that provide receipts and be like,
they seem like stand-up guys.
Is this a receipt for your transaction? Thank you, sir. Same place if you're unhappy records. With the product. We have 30 days to return.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, $7,000 is nothing compared to how much they're going to have to pay for counseling for their 8 kids who have a mom who pretended to be dead and a dad who hired people to murder them. I mean, this, you know, the 7,000, those kids are going to be wrecked for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
You need a lot of counseling to get this. And she played dead and let her 8 kids think she was dead for a while, at least until a funeral could be arranged.
It was probably worth it for her that she could have walked in and said, "You should see the look on your face right now."
She should have Snapchatted it or something.
Yeah.
Got that would have been good. Made a YouTube channel and monetized it.
Yeah.
But don't worry, guys. Her husband got 9 years in prison. So that sounds about right.
That doesn't even seem that bad.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure one day in prison is horrible, but 9 years for hiring people to kill your wife?
Yeah.
Not Australian prison, dude. The whole country used to be a prison for that. So it's like for them, they probably just like, we're in Australia.
Yeah, what's the conversion of 9 years in Australian prison to American prison?
Yeah, Adam would know.
Yeah. That I feel like that if probably you do 9 years in prison, you probably meet some legit hitmen while you're in there. You probably can get like a good connection. Yeah. Like in 9 years, like, hey, do you know anybody that actually does this?
Yeah, he's networking like crazy because this time he's not going to screw
right.
He might cost a little bit more though.
Yeah, because he's probably like saying like because these guys that they not only did they not do it, they also that they print receipts and they file these official records. I don't know.
And they gave her a cell phone.
Yeah,
Adam's saying that the conversion for 9 years in Australian prison is also equal to 9 years in U.S. prison. So the conversion is 1 to 1.
Are those U.S. years or Australian years? Can I get the conversion on years also?
Yeah. Are they metric? Are those metric?
Yeah.
U.S. years.
All right. We're let me hear from Danny. What else do you want to talk about today?
I'm looking through all of
this.
I want
to make sure we cover as much ground as we can. I know Adam has a story he wants to talk to us about as well.
I noticed someone really liked this story about the guy who got the name.
Yeah.
You know, I like talking about people with goofy names because it's hard to believe that that's actually allowed.
Yes. Our News AF intern, Lita, that she really liked this story about a man whose legal name is Bizao Dudu Zobipity Bop Bop Bop.
I think that's probably Frank Zappa's kid, right?
Is it? Or David Lee Roth, maybe?
Yeah. One of them.
You know, sometimes I don't even want to know the truth.
Yeah. You might be onto something, Tyson. He does look like he could be a member of the Zappa clan from looking at the picture.
I think one of his kids' names is Zweezel.
Yeah. I think it's Dweezel, right?
So.
With a D.
And then like Moonlander or something.
Dweezel. Oh yeah, it is Dweezel. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is probably a Zappa relative, but I don't know that it's his child.
Yeah. And this is his given name. It's not like he changed his name to anything like, or it's not like an actual craptual story like Fudapic.
It's not like where his parents were like, we're going to let you choose your own name when you're old enough to speak. And his first words were like, Bizao Dudu.
Yeah. Okay. So, no, apparently, the story is that he changed his name in 2011 to Bizao Dudu Zobipity Bop Bop Bop.
Oh,
he did.
Well,
yeah.
Why would you voluntarily do that? Now, you know how long it's going to take to fill out stuff and explain your name to people? I mean, you're just giving yourself hours and hours of work over a lifetime.
Yeah.
Just explaining your name.
No, it's terrible.
Well, he lived up to his name.
So he ended up getting arrested because that he was confronted by a police officer when he was tearing down flyers on a college campus. And then when he tried to run, he ended up biting the police officer's finger and trying to stab him with a pen and grabbing the officer's gun. Why was he ripping down the flyers at a college campus? Was it just like that he wanted to put up his own flyers and there's too many things like guitar lessons? Get this out of here.
Yeah, I bet it was like a babysitting job or something. And he was also, he wanted to get the only ones. You know how like you see like a flyer that's like babysitter wanted and there's like a strip of phone numbers. Mm. He wanted all of those down. So he was the only guy calling in.
Is the problem that his flyers were just so long because they had to fit his name on it and he had to take all the other flyers down to fit in Bizao Dudu Zobipity Bop Bop Bop?
So Tyson, also, would you let this guy babysit your baby? If someone's like, hey, this is Bizao Dudu Zippity Bop Bop, I'm just calling about the babysitting job. What would you do?
I would ask him if he taught guitar. Are you also a guitar instructor? Because maybe I would do that, but not. I would not let you babysit my child.
Yeah.
It's got more of the name of a drummer, I think.
Yeah, that's true. So you're saying take drum lessons from this guy?
Yeah, I guarantee you he offers free drum lessons.
Unsurprisingly, Bizao Dudu Zobipity Bop 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 was arrested for marijuana possession in 2012.
That's surprising. Mm. I would not have expected that.
Yeah. So they put a $50,000 bail on Bizao Zobipity Bop Bop Bop.
Hmm.
Well, maybe we can get a GoFundMe page. And get him out.
Yeah,
of
yeah. Let's get him get some Kickstarter.
You
going
want to free him?
I think this is like name discrimination. We might even have a lawsuit here against Olympia.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, why? Yeah, why is it name discrimination?
Silly name.
Yeah. Yeah. They're targeting like silly him. Names. Yeah. The officers are targeting him. It sounds like he's always getting arrested, and it has nothing to do with his actions. It has everything to do with his name. Cause look at it. His criminal record began after he changed his name.
Well, what was his name before? I feel like that's an important part of this story. Like, what did your name have to be before all this?
Jeffrey Gary. Drew Wilshka. Wilshka. Jeffrey Drew Wilshka.
Is that real?
I thought you were making that up at first.
Yeah. No,
Like, well, now I can kind of see it.
Well, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, come here. Want to hang out, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Or want to hang out
with Zao? Yeah. Wilshka is a tough name to pronounce, I will say. Like, what is he? How do you spell Wilshka?
You think it's tougher than zippity bop bop bop?
Well, zobippity bop 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 is spelled exactly the way it sounds. To be fair,
it's fun to say too.
Will
like party in your mouth every time you say his name.
Yeah. Okay. Do do zobippity bop bop bop. I feel like does roll off the tongue more than Wilshka,
right?
He's out.
Yeah. Hey, Jeffrey Drew. I mean, that sounds like a storm cloud. Whereas bees out, doo doo, zippity bop bop sounds like firecrackers exploding.
Yeah. I bet he was popular with the ladies. He's a good looking guy. I mean, I feel like that. They're like, who are you dating? Well, you know, name is bees out, doo doo, zo bippity bop bop bop.
You know. Your mom and dad
so
are like,
doo doo is his middle name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not so great.
I'm not sure if doo doo is his middle name or not.
They should have broken this up so we could see. Is this all one name? I'd like to see how it's structured.
Yeah. I'm not sure that it's possible. It's possible that maybe his first name was Doo-Doo, but then his parents got divorced and his mom remarried Zobippity-Bop-Bop-Bop. I don't know. Jen Manning says nobody will marry him, but I beg to differ. I mean, Stephen Avery has so many girlfriends. This is a good-looking guy, Bizao. Doo-Doo, Zobippity-Bop-Bop-Bop.
I think it is. I think Doo-Doo is his middle name if you look at the capitalization.
Yeah.
So he's Mr. Zoopity Boop, Zoopity Bop Bop is his last name. And then Bizao is his first, and Doo-Doo is his middle. Gosh. I mean, thinking maybe we should change our names to something more exciting.
I'm into it. You know how hard it is to get people to spell Sesternino or say it correctly? That I feel like I can only trade up to Zobippity Bop Bop Bop. Although I might have just gone with Zobippity Bop. Yeah.
Zobippity Bop. Yeah. Shorten it. Mm. Not quite the party, but still a party.
Still pretty good. All right. Tyson, anything else you want to key in on before we talk to Adam?
I'm hoping Adam has a great story for us.
Okay. All right. Let's check in with Adam. He said in the chat he has something to talk about with space.
Oh, I love space.
Yes.
The final frontier, guys.
Okay. So this is Adam, who did the conversion of $7,000 Australian dollars to $5,000 American dollars, and 9 years in Australian prison is roughly equal to 9 years in U.S. prison. We won't ask him how he knows that.
Yes. No, I think we can revise that, actually, because Australians, I think we're harder AF than Americans. So I think you'll get more years if you spend – because we play what?
Because you play rugby without any pads, and we play American football, but with many pads.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, Super Bowl, like, they're hardly on the field, whereas Australian rules football, we're, like, punching, and it's all allowed.
Yeah. And there's bigger spiders, too, probably.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's probably, like, 9 years in an Australian prison is, like, 12 in an American
prison. Wow.
But yes, anyway, I digress.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, a Mars One candidate is actually spending 5 days in a box in Australia, like a box. So this guy wants to go to Mars and wants to go and be the last person the first person to go to Mars. And he's spending 5 days in like a hab. Like, have any of you seen the film The Martian?
That comedy?
Yes.
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 Yes, the comedy. Yeah. Oh, it was really funny when Matt Damon ran out of air. That was the funniest part of the movie anyway.
Spoiler.
So he's spending 5 days in a box similar to The Martian in this hab in an effort to, sort of remain in the consciousness and remain in the running to go to Mars. So I was interested. Danny?
There's no scientific reason for him to do this. It's just kind of for him to get attention. Is that
yes.
What's going on?
Yes.
Okay.
It's also to promote The Martian coming to DVD. So, you know, the corporate sponsorship is alive and well in there.
This would be so easy. I feel like I could live in a box. It's no problem for 5 days.
Yeah. You've been on an island.
Yeah, all I have to do is, like, I have do so much more in any other day. Like, I can just be in a box and there'd be no babies to take care of. I could just sleep for 5 days. Sign me up.
But Rob, there's no phone. There's no, you can't podcast for 5 days.
Fine. 5 days off from my job. I can sleep for 5 days.
Yeah, but then you won't get to interact with all your amazing fans.
And there's food in it. Well, I'll miss them, but they'll come out in 5 days. There's food and water in the box?
Yes, yes.
Potatoes, but I mean, I think.
Yeah,
the potatoes. It's exactly like the movie. So, like, you kind of have to...
I love potatoes. I love starch.
Yeah.
Is there a flashlight in there?
Well, he's got a Wi-Fi wok, and he's got a whole bunch of food. I'm looking at this. It's on Mashable as well. Easy. So we know this is actual... yeah, this seems pretty easy. This seems pretty easy. Yeah, it's actual factual. Plus, but
dude, you're promoting DVDs. Do people still use those things?
No, I don't even have a DVD.
I can't wait till in 6 months when I can send a DVD in the mail to somebody I hate.
Well, whereas we only just got Netflix last year, so forgive Australia, we're not technologically advanced enough. People still buy DVDs a little bit here.
Let me ask a question. Is there like sort of like a nanny cam in there where you could watch what this guy is doing all the time?
I think so, and I think he is tweeting about it as well. His at Twitter handle is at bringhimhome as well. So,
see, I'd like to be able to tweet out. I don't need people looking in the box.
Yeah.
Well, how is he going to relieve himself? Is there a bucket?
Yeah. What did Matt Damon do? I didn't see the movie.
There is Matt Damon turns his poop into fertilizer.
Yeah.
I'm also a little confused. Toilet. We call it a box, but if it's not really a box, it's like a gigantic room. If it's like The Martian, right? It's not.
Well, I mean, like in the Martian movie, it seemed like it was quite cube-like, right? In terms of it was just a box.
But it was big. Like if he was in like a ginormous like Christmas tree box, you know, for those fake, that would be impressive. But he's really just in a small room with all the, you know, amenities. It doesn't seem that great.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't seem
great. Not when you put it that way. But what about when you say, oh, this guy's just in a box for 5 days? That sounds good.
Yeah, there's people who are in boxes, like they stay in their room for weeks at a time. There's like Koreans who play like video games for like a week straight.
You know, there's some people, they stay in a box for eternity.
That's true.
Yeah. It's where we all end up.
But there's people in solitary confinement.
Why can Koreans only play video games for that long, Danny?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like whenever there's someone who plays video games until they die, it tends to be somewhere in Asia.
It's always Korea because they like their
That happens. People play video games until they die.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And they have the world's fastest internet in Korea, so not enough KitKat. Helps.
It motivates them. Would any of you guys go to Mars?
I'm good.
If I could come back,
I would.
Yeah. What do you do there? There's nothing going on there,
dude. Are you serious? The first people to be on Mars. I would totally do that.
You know how long it takes to get there?
You're in space. You get to see unbelievable things in space. I mean, I know mostly it's dark.
It's very exciting to go to space and for the first 2 days. And then I think it's a lot of seeing the same thing over and over again on that trip to Mars.
I wouldn't go right now, but if I was older, you know, and my kids were grown up and they've moved on, dude, what better way to solidify your legacy, you know, to just help everyone forget the waste of life I was up until that point by going to Mars?
That sounds like ego
ignore
talking.
Ignore the fact that he did nothing. Of course. Ignore the fact he did nothing growing up of value, but the guy went to Mars and his body's there and perfectly preserved, you know, out on the Martian wasteland.
I don't think they have chocolate on Mars, Danny.
I know. I'm going to have to get used to the starchy potatoes.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would do it.
All right, Adam, well, keep us posted on what goes on with this guy.
Yeah, I will. I will follow it closely.
I'm not that impressed.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed with him either. Like, you know, you guys have lived 39 days out in the wilderness. That's impressive.
Well, yeah.
Rob,
42. I have.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, you have. Rob hasn't. Oh, sorry. No, he was on 39 all up, right? I don't know.
All right, Adam. We're losing your connection. You're starting to sound very staticky. Very, very starchy.
Rob, I love you so much. Okay, all right. Thanks so much, guys. Bye. Catch you later.
Oh, what about
thanks,
me,
Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, Tyson, I always love you too.
All right.
Bye. Okay, thank you, Adam.
All right. Well, that was a lot of fun today.
that was great fun.
Do we want
to now have to go to the DMV?
Why? Oh no, why?
I just discovered that my license has been expired for a couple months.
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. You've been fine so far with it expired, right?
I really have. I thought about continuing on, but.
Hey, while you're there, maybe think about a name change.
Yeah. Or do the colander thing. Damn part of the spaghetti monster. Oh, or whatever. Yeah.
Pastafarian.
That's a good idea, too.
Tyson, do you have any reviews possibly about news AF? Do we get any news in Super Bowl week?
You know we do.
Okay. Of course, you could leave us reviews. We always appreciate it. Newsaf.news. That is where you can go and leave us reviews in the iTunes store. And of course, you could subscribe to News AF in your favorite podcatcher or at newsaf.news.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Ooh, the very best 5-star by Rog on a log. If you need news, look new further. News expert Danny Bryson and his two sidekicks, Survivor contestants, Boston Rob Sesternino and Andrea Bulkey. Break down the most important stories of the week in a respectful and intellectual way. I listen to News AF with my Golden Retriever Cocker Spaniel mix, and he loves it. Give it a listen. You will like it. Promise.
These reviews are humbling because some of these people are a lot funnier than we are.
Yeah, they do a good job. Newsaf.news. And maybe your review can be on the show. We always appreciate it. All right. What's the hashtag today?
Bizow.
Bizow? I was going to say, I was also going to suggest Rog on a Log.
That's all one word. R-O-G. Rog on a Log.
All right. So what do you say? We want Bizow or Rog on a Log?
I bet Rog on a Log is not used at all, and Bizow might be used because the story.
Yeah,
but maybe not.
No, good point.
Or you could use both.
I just think Bizow's easier to remember, whereas Rog on a Log.
Bizow. Okay.
Bizow.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, I'm telling you, Bizow doo-doo's obippity-bop-bop, Tyson. He looks kind of like Ozzy.
Yeah, and a little bit like Jesus.
Yeah. Is that what Ozzy changed his name to? Has anybody seen Ozzy recently?
Or he tried to pronounce his name, and that's what people heard. Now he has that way of talking where you don't know what he's saying. He's like, my name is Bizow. Like, did you say Bizow? He's like,
Did you say Bizow doo-doo?
Yeah.
Did you say
Bizow? Is it possible he just gave his fake name to the police? Like, they're like, all right, buddy, you're going to jail. What's your name? Bizow doo-doo.
He looks down at the ground and sees some doo-doo.
Bop.
Yeah.
Bop. Like, all right, you come with me, Bizow. All right, fun show today. Good stuff. Can't wait to do it again next Monday. We'll be live back on Blab at 12 p.m. Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific. Tyson, I see that my phone keeps blowing up that Tyson is periscoping. What are you periscoping about?
Oh, I just, my friends got married here yesterday and they eloped and they wanted to periscope their entire wedding for their family as at home.
Oh.
And so they'd never used Periscope before, so they were using it. So I showed them how, and then it just got to be too much fun. So one of them, I ate a shaved ice in Hawaii, and one of them, I just did a house tour of where we're staying. Yeah, it was exciting. You should have tuned in.
Yeah.
Oh, and I always show off our baby.
Why have a big wedding when you can periscope? Periscope?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right. Just like tell everybody to tune in. Save the money on the wedding.
But they where they got married, there was actually no phone reception, so we couldn't do it anyways.
Oh, all right. Bummer. Oh,
that's too bad.
All right. Make sure you periscope in a place with good Wi-Fi service.
Always. Yeah.
All right. Maybe that should be like, we should open up like a chapel in Vegas where it's like you can do like the live streaming periscoping and we'll set it all up. I wonder, do they have that?
They're going to now that you gave them the idea.
All right. Well, I'll talk to Blab about it. We'll get
get it going.
Yeah. Holy Blab Trimony. That's what we'll get that going. All right. Well, a Blab is perfect for it because then you could bring in the groomsmen, bring in the best man, bring in the maid of honor right there, have the wedding, be like, all right, let's take some comments also. Chat. Yeah. If the chat room right there, much better than a periscoping. All right.
Yeah. Does anybody object? Say it in the chat room. Now.
Does anybody want to come on and object? Does anybody see why these two men and women should not be wed together? I think that's perfect. Holy Blab Trimony. All right. So follow Tyson on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. Danny, is this going to be the year where you tweet?
I'm going to try real hard.
Okay. Follow at Danny Bryson on Twitter. You want to be there when he tweets that first tweet of the year. It's going to be huge.
Hey, if anything else, I do read the tweets.
Okay.
And I find them highly entertaining. So that's something.
All right. I'm at Rob Cisterna. Have a great one. Thanks to Scott St. Pierre, who edits News AF all together. We'll be back next week. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Shaka, bros. I'm in Hawaii.